9:04 on this Monday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News as we continue to track Hurricane Debbie, still a Category 1 storm as it made landfall earlier this morning in the Florida Big Bend, Steinhatchee area specifically. Center of the storm is now on land near Perry in the Big Bend, and continuing to see these bands of rain that are just lashing much of the areas to the east and north of the center of the storm. In northeast Florida specifically, we have no active warnings other than the tornado watch that's in effect until 4 o'clock this afternoon, with the potential of those rain-wrapped tornadoes that may spin up quickly. Debbie will have big impacts as a water event. That's the biggest concern here at home, with severe flooding a legitimate concern. And in Jacksonville, state of emergency in effect, the Emergency Operations Center has been active and teams have been working behind the scenes to plan and prepare and have resources available. We have multiple shelters that are available as well. Joined now live by Jacksonville Mayor Donna Deegan, and all the years that you've woken up next to a meteorologist every day, there's two dangerous words in weather, and it's just And Mike Burrish always preaches this. Don't ever get caught off by the just a tropical storm or just a Category 1 hurricane, because just a could put you in a very dangerous situation. How big of a concern do you have with the flooding over the next several days?
Well, I do not have much of a concern, honestly, with the flooding too much. I'll tell you why. Because the direction of the winds are coming at us from a place where they really should not cause us a major problem with flooding. And we don't have elevated waters already right now, like we have with some of the other storms we've had in the past, like Irma. So we may have some isolated flooding in places that are likely to flood when you get a lot of rain. But in terms of any sort of a widespread flooding, we're not expecting that.
That's good to hear. Behind the scenes, what's been happening, and bring us up to date on what you want the community to be aware of as we're 6 minutes past nine on this Monday morning.
Well, obviously, you know, we are here preparing and worrying about anything that needs to be worried about so that you don't have to. That's really the bottom line. We feel pretty good about where we are right now in terms of, you know, we're looking at winds of 30 to 40 mile per hour, gusts. And look, at the end of the day, the threshold for damaging winds is 60. So you may get a few of those. Bottom line is we're most concerned about the rainfall here, Rich, and that's going to be 6 to 10 inches. Over the next 24 to 36 hours. And because the ground's already wet, we may lose some trees. We may have some isolated tornadoes. So we're just asking people, look, if you don't have to be out and about, please don't, because there's just no real reason to be out in it. And beyond that, there shouldn't be a great risk in terms of flooding and other things like that. But we really would prefer that people stay off the wet roads if they can. There is going to be quite a bit of rain with the ground being as wet as it is. The trees could come down. We could have those isolated tornadoes. So that's really the biggest concerns right now. We're just here. We've got ERAT teams, you know, those emergency teams that are just sitting there waiting should anything happen, that people need help with. We've got, obviously, our crews are out clearing any sort of tree branches or anything. So 630 City is open and working, and we are responding to those things as quickly as possible. According to JTA, we only have about 2% of people that don't have power, so we're pretty good there. And just want to remind people, don't drive through standing water on the road, because that could be a scenario where you could get yourself into a situation where there's some standing water and you don't want that. So really, beyond that, that's really what we're dealing with over here, and feeling at this point a bit of a sigh of relief, to be honest, that once again it looks like we are not in the direct path of this thing, and it sounds like it's sucking in some dry air now. So that's a good scenario for us too.
Three shelters opened up. Do you have any sense of the usage there? Are many people turning to those?
Yeah, we have the Legend Center is open, Landmark Middle School, the La Villa School of the Arts. La Villa was the most used shelter. I think we had a little over 100 people there, and dozens in the other one. So a couple hundred people total have used the shelter so far. And those, for the moment, will remain open. We'll certainly give people plenty of notice when those are no longer going to be available. But we want people to feel comfortable if they are not in a place where they feel comfortable, either because of, you know, trees or winds or water, whatever it is. We have those shelters. If you're in a manufactured home or in an older home, a low-lying area, you know, feel free to use those shelters, and they'll be open for the time being. We'll keep you posted on that after we get the next update at 11 o'clock.
When do we, so that update comes at about 11 o'clock then. Do city leaders come together again? I'm anticipating maybe a noon update from y'all.
That's exactly right. Yeah, we're gonna come together after the 11 o'clock update, make some decisions about what we're going to do going forward in terms of city crews and essential workers and those things for the day ahead. But beyond that, we'll be doing a 12:05 update for the media,
right.
And that'll be the next update.
I'm seeing Nicholas Brooks from Action News Jackson, some standing water in San Marco. You covered news before you became the mayor of Jacksonville. San Marco is known to flood. Riverside is known to flood.
Right.
The investment that's been made to prevent this from happening, and yet it still happens. I mean, it does show that water can intrude. How confident are you in the investments ultimately in the city that, you know, future storms, we don't see this sort of thing in those flood prone areas?
Well, remember, that's the process we're going through right now over in San Marco. There's a lot of work that's being done over there, and that's going to take a little while. But look, some of those low lying areas right there in San Marco over by Memorial Park, you may see some water splash over. You may see some areas that, look, we have areas in this city that on sunny days flood, right? So those areas that are constantly flood areas are areas that we'll always be concerned about. But that LaSalle pump station work is underway right now, and I think that will make a big difference over in San Marco.
How about Ken Knight Drive? Is that still an area of concern? What are you hearing from the fire chief about that?
Yes, we are constantly checking on Ken Knight Drive, and that is, as you know, really probably as close to an uninhabitable area as we have when it comes to rain and storms. And so absolutely ready to take those folks out of there if we need to, and keeping a close eye on them.
You had to cut short a trip. Is that true?
That is true. For some reason, the meteorologist and I decided to get married in the middle of hurricane season. So our anniversary every year is right around this time, and we try, and half the time we are unable to actually complete the trip. But it's all good. It's all we're both very much used to it, and this obviously comes first. So happy 22 years to us anyway. But we will not be celebrating outside of Jacksonville.
Well, happy anniversary, and as you and the team behind the scenes at the city, and again, it's hundreds of people who, when did you all start kind of monitoring things and putting some of the preparation plans in place for execution that'll happen over the next day plus?
Well, really last Friday was when we really started the process. And look, this team is so well well oiled is really the best way I could put it. I mean, we so many of the practices that our first responders have in place are best practices now, not only for the state but for the country. We're the ones that started those ERAT teams, and we are the ones that really have sort of set the bar for response in these things. So I'm very proud of them. They're always on the ready. They're always just sitting on go. Right now they're here, but depending on what we see, once the storm continues to move through the Big Bend and then beyond, they could be called to go anywhere else, and they're ready to go.
I know you have to get to future briefings, but that ERAT team, just again, explain for someone who may not know, this really partners police with fire and rescue and utility, and they kind of work in these phases and multi-stages, essentially, to clear things, right?
Boy, you got that completely right, Rich. That's exactly right. And you know, they were such a huge help in the last hurricane. Really had some tremendous success in clearing roads and rescuing citizens. These people do real work, and it's hard, and they're on 24/7. So you gotta love to do it, and they do, and they're also very, very good at what they do. So they are ready. They're ready to go and be helpful wherever the trouble is. And I suspect we'll be getting some calls from over in the Big Bend once this thing moves through.
All right, 9:13. And before we let you get, closing message before the next briefing at about 12:05 or so from the city. Go ahead, Mayor Deegan. The last, like, next 3 hours or so, what do you want people to do?
I just want people to monitor, honestly. It's always my intention to make sure that people are aware and prepared and know what the risks are, but we don't want to scare them unnecessarily. You know, this is really one of those events where we can mostly take a big exhale. Make sure you're watching the weather forecast. Make sure you see if a tornado is out there. You'll get a tornado warning, and you'll have to take shelter. Those sort of situations could happen over the next 24 to 36 hours, and you'll have to watch that soft ground for trees coming down. But mostly just stay vigilant and make sure you're paying attention to the weather forecast. We'll keep you updated through Jax Ready, of course, TV stations, and you all will keep us updated. So jaxready.com/Debbie is where people can go if they want to look and see the very latest information on the Jax Ready app.
Yeah, that Jax Ready app is really helpful as well with push alerts, and we can certainly send those storm-specific push alerts, traffic alerts, and other news alerts that may come through as well over the next day plus with cancellations, closings, and other resources that are available to you, the community. We'll hear more from you at about 12:05. Jacksonville Mayor Donna Deegan, and happy anniversary. I guess you could set an anniversary maybe in the winter time and call that your other anniversary, maybe?
I think that's probably a wise thing. But then, you know, where's the challenge in that, Rich? Really,
yeah, right. Okay. I feel you. All right. Thanks. Appreciate the update. Jacksonville Mayor Donna Deegan.